Hey, man, I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools, man.
Damn, ain't know we started this.
I ain't know my music.
Y'all ear prepared ass, nigga.
Let me put this shit on first.
Everybody take a moment.
Right.
Excuse me.
For Mr. Randy. Mr. Randy, everybody.
Get shit
together.
I
do.
All right? Yeah. Can we give him a mic check?
We good.
You sure? You can help?
I ain't know we started. I'm like, damn.
All right, I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools. We had to get some deja vu.
I'm going to get some pussy. Okay, let me take this out.
You know what? Y'all got it. How y'all holding up today, man?
Good, man. How y'all feel about people having back pages, man? Like, you know, like how they create a fake page just to stalk somebody else or see what
they
other
got
people.
Too much fucking time on
it. How y'all feel about that shit? Let's get on to it. I know we normally do the intro, but I just want to get that off my chest right now, man.
That shit's stupid as fuck.
Cause I was
you
talking
got too much
to
time on your hands, baby.
Yeah,
girl.
And then, that important to me. I'm going to make a fake page and be inboxing you.
Like a burner account.
Though. Yeah, like a burner account. Because I was like, I was
that
talking
shit
to somebody.
It's happened to me on several occasions.
It's happened to me, too.
Because somebody was joking, like, you probably.
Y'all got good shit to tell you. That's why that shit happened.
Because I was like, somebody was like, well, you probably already added me as one. I was like, I look at ass all day. So if it's one of your page, you just posting fake asses on your page? And I'm just up here liking this shit. I'm like,
double tap.
Like, you catfishing me. What the fuck is going on?
Police gonna get your ass. That'd be their only page. We be thinking they like them for real.
Hey, they tapped
in. Hold on, fucking law.
Randy just double tapped another one.
Yeah.
I thought you like me or some shit.
I'm going to tell him, my boy got 16 years added up in double
tapping. I'm like, I thought we had something. You know,
on,
like, I saw a picture with us. You know,
charge, you know,
you thought y'all had something for double tapping?
Hey.
What y'all had to
you? Hey, you like my pictures? I was like,
man, get the fuck out of here.
We can start the whole relationship. Man.
This
is how people
start relationship by his motherfucking
y'all,
self.
Y'all gonna go on this podcast and like people don't start relationships like that.
People do.
Okay, then.
I'm not saying, oh, she wants to fuck me because she likes
pictures. Nigga, I'm saying that shit. Nigga, what?
People do think like that though.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Why?
She like my pictures? Oh, I'm about to see what this
okay.
is.
Okay, one or two pictures.
It don't matter how many pictures
shit,
I like.
Yes, it do.
All right, so this
if
how
you
I feel.
Start liking every motherfucking thing. I could right. post on one point. I could post my picture. Then the next point, God is good. Like
this
if they
shit
go
happened
back.
To me. Okay, so look, you casually scrolling. Mind you, it's like
come
1 or 2 a.m. Right?
Be real. Come on, man.
I'm so serious.
Go ahead.
I like this girl picture. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, motherfucker, kind of fine. So I went through the other pictures. You know what I'm saying? Tapped a few, so she inboxed me, hey, what's up? I'm like, nothing, what's good? And it was like a little casual conversation going back and forth. So she got to a point where she was like, you single? I'm like, nah, why? What's up?
I'm trying to.
And she was like, why you inbox me? I'm like, you inbox me?
I'm trying to tell you.
And she really got mad. Like, the next couple statuses was about me and all that shit. And I'm like, I never inboxed you. I never hit you up like that. All I did was like your pictures.
I'm telling you, Kyle.
In the age of social media,
I just
you
feel
can't
like
be reckless
if,
with your likes.
You like more than five of my pictures?
Like,
nigga.
You getting a dick pic.
My nigga, if I don't
we
hit
would
you
go
up,
that far.
You getting a whole.
If
hey,
I don't DM you, you,
know
you,
you
want. Know, come at you like this. I just like the pictures. You can. I don't even
look. Lotion or no lotion? What you want?
Bro, I don't.
You better not be asking the ass dick pictures, my nigga.
I don't think
you got shower ass on your dick.
What
and you send it?
What do you want? Like, hey,
you got an iPhone.
I don't think a like.
You know that bitch is detailed too.
Should be warranted. Snowman on sexual harassment.
I think I said you like three of my pictures. The dick is coming to your inbox.
Whoa,
you the bitches they hate.
Yes.
You the nigga the bitches be talking about.
I'm just
I got this random dick bitch in my
yes.
inbox.
I'm gonna be honest. I kind of stayed out of this. I don't really know so. Etiquette like that, and I be going through.
It's
you know,
stupid,
the story shit on Facebook, I be going through.
You gotta watch that too,
because
people
if
see you
cute,
watching.
I'm putting the hearts on your shit.
And can't do
I
that.
Don't care about why
you cannot do that.
Heart.
You put a heart in the chick story. Oh, nigga.
You know, the like.
So
you put
a chick,
wild or beautiful. Oh my god.
A chick ain't never got mad at you for liking another bitch picture.
Yes, but it's stupid.
I'm pretty sure.
Then that should tell you.
I understand, but
I'm not saying it's not stupid. I'm just saying, in the land of social media.
I get that. But say out loud to yourself, you're mad at somebody for liking a picture.
And you finna bring, very stupid.
And you finna bring that home and make an argument out of this shit.
It's very stupid.
Why you like this bitch picture on a social site where the main objective is to like pictures?
Where do you want to go? Summer Walker got these women crazy. Summer Walker got these women crazy. I want y'all to know that.
Come on, man. Let it out, bro. I like this
social media. Because y'all really teach me.
Well, go through them. I want you to read that and go through it.
You showing her the...
Nah, I ain't showing my dick down.
Whoa.
I'm going to say, no.
Went off immediately.
I'm not going to disrespect Mariah like that. Hell no. That's disrespect. Nah.
So, do you mean disrespecting the bitches
out there?
He
do. Whole
disrespectful.
Listen, 5 likes. What's up? None. Doo-doo.
See, y'all have to just shut social media down.
Yeah, these bitches, they got too much.
Hold up.
No. I mean, I done been a little dumb over a nigga before, but not that extent.
You gotta read. Just go through it. 7. I was just asking because I was just like, you have to really be careful because you. Person you think you blocking,
but see, a whole new page, you know what though? Those are just, the possessors of. Say it with me, guys. Surprise, Jordan did.
Keep
the them bitches on these statuses. Surprise, that yeah.
Young dumbass.
Cause you gotta think about it. It's just like
he might just be younger.
Now,
you think so?
I have never got mad at my significant other for liking a picture. Now,
read these ones. It's 7.
I have had a discussion with him about liking a lot of a particular person's picture that sexual past with, like, literally every other picture, and he has had a sexual past with this person.
So we're gonna go with this. So, you with somebody? Do you want them to block the person they used to talk to, like they was in a relationship? You want them to stop talking to them?
This is the reason. No. But this is the reason why I had a problem. Because literally not even a week after we did have a breakup in our relationship. Literally a week after we had broken up, they was in the house. Like, they was getting it in. But you was just at my house. Yeah, girl.
I'm with you with that.
To me, that's beyond social media shit. Though.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. See, it be the principles for me. Yeah, like it, like, bitch, you gonna respect me.
You see what I'm saying?
Period.
But it's people who these right here think this is okay.
Bro, we live in a world where toxic shit is what's celebrated.
Come on.
Like, it's a lot of bitches out here who really want Joe Goldberg. The nigga from You.
Yeah, the Netflix show.
That nigga yes.
Crazy. That shit is not
all my respect, bro.
Nigga, like, no, it's bitches out here who really want that.
My nigga, he lost my respect when he beat his dick outside. And then
That first,
And, you know, that's like,
some wild shit.
What I want a nigga who don't play about me like that.
That was happening. Like, how you?
Yeah, like I want a nigga who don't play about me like that.
She fucked up our friend when he was doing.
But not to that extent.
So
yeah, I want somebody who don't play about me like that. Like, I want you to be like, if any her harm a danger come to you, like, I may go to jail. Like, I need that type of nigga. But
yeah, I got you.
Like, don't be killing niggas. I don't.
I'm gonna kill your best friend because I feel like she's ruining your life.
Can't gauge that.
Come on. Yeah.
You can't gauge my response. If I love you, I love you. If I play with you, I gotta kill
him.
That's too much. No. I can't go over here.
I mean, you kill him if it's a real, real serious situation. You know, you trying to defend my honor. But like, this nigga, like my picture on Instagram and you slashing this nigga. Like,
yeah, that nigga end up missing. I'm telling you, when my mom's dude she was talking to died, I was like, well, God works in mysterious ways. My homeboy was like, nigga, you dirty. Like, nigga dead.
I know Will Smith.
God, damn.
I'm saying this right now. I know Will Smith is suffering right now because he ain't give Jada that interview.
Have you seen him interviews, G?
Yeah.
He said he gave Will that energy at first. They didn't like each other.
I ain't talking about Tupac giving him that energy. I'm talking about Will not giving Jada that energy over Tupac. I'm play this nigga in my house.
I really feel like people is wild and they be like, yeah, we want to hang with Jada and Will, but think about this niggas. You know what I'm saying? How niggas deny shit, how niggas hide shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the shit that Will possibly does?
Nah, bro.
Or possibly they, has done.
Or could have been done. Like,
yeah.
It's women.
That's the type of shit.
On real, G.
That's what I was talking about when that whole shit came out.
I ain't trying to always.
Like, they dragged Jada ass. Like, they dragged her.
So it was
a lot of people.
It was two sides to it. Because you had the women that celebrated that shit. And then you had, you know, the people that was upset about it, right?
But he had women throwing their ass at him, too.
Man, old girl that played Harley Quinn. I heard they got a close relationship.
At that time, August Alsina was in his bitch. He loved how she kisses tattoo.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
She put that cool.
So, and then, you had to do some fucking on that young nigga. That ain't no young, ugly, look, hide in the corner that nigga. That was a young R&B
star. They was doing that shit you were talking about.
But right? I mean, in August's defense, that nigga is rupturing cervixes.
He probably fucked up.
He ain't even fucked Jada like that. Jada just still walk around.
Yeah, bitch, the fuck.
Well, every time I see her,
if you fuck
every time
like
I
that,
see her, she's sitting down, like, so you don't know the bitch. She might got, you know, Lieutenant Dan.
She be up dancing and shit, like chilling. She be up hitting the running man and shit. What her mama named? Gabby? Gabby? Be bugging the fuck out.
Turn her ass to the left by burning your clothes.
Y'all ain't heard no goddamn story on Will Smith out here hitting these hoes. Y'all ain't heard that. This motherfucker sat on a table.
Yeah, we had a entanglement.
We all just had to sit there like this. I was just like,
Will, red eye. He didn't want
to
do that shit.
That nigga, he was feeling it. He said, no, I think we need to tell him what's really going on, y'all. We had an entanglement. 19. Nigga probably was singing and everything while he was in there.
I mean, in his defense, he from Louisiana, and you know,
he's from New Orleans, man.
What that be saying, y'all?
That's my little yeah. He's telling all type of shit. Will out here probably playing. I am Legend or some shit. He out here working hard. He jumping from train, playing a Gemini man, jumping from train on motorcycles and shit.
My nigga,
this nigga August in his son's studio.
Like, feel me, man. I just really feel like Will just be like. Bring them two bitches to the, you know, trailer and then be like,
I feel that way, but Will still ain't.
And he walking that bitch singing the theme song on the Fresh Prince. You know?
He still ain't disrespecting that woman.
I completely agree. He hasn't disrespected her in the public eye.
Like, no matter what's going on, we married.
He's way
he's like, the worst.
I don't give a fuck. If both of us was living an open marriage or whatever, if you cheated, I cheated, whatever. If we go stay together, we got to keep this shield secrecy on
that,
man.
Yeah.
I respect it.
I'm going for what platform we got.
You always got to cover your partner.
You're not finna get up here and talk about.
I ain't.
She could have got a charge.
I ain't that strong.
Why not?
Just like that.
They would have came back.
They would have been entanglement. I'd have been on Snapchat the next day in Mexico with like three bitches around me.
That
like,
nigga went on the show with her the next day. She like, I need you to come to Red Table.
Y'all seen that Lamar Odom interview? He was talking about he was with
Taraji. Shout out to Taraji.
I didn't even know that they was in
a relationship. You got a 7-foot bullet with this nasty.
He had to tell her that he was falling in love with Cole.
Chloe.
Like, you chose this?
Yeah. That nigga Trisha ain't even choosing her. He having six babies every time he be back with her.
Well, that ain't Taraji. I'm tripping. That's Kira.
Cool.
Yeah, she, you know.
Kira.
But I'm saying, like,
honest, she was never that pretty.
You sleep, my
Kerry Washington.
You're right.
Y'all sleep.
She be hitting the shit on the scandal.
You talking about when she be smiling instead of the face she makes. Right. I hate when they be posting that shit. Don't post that shit, man. Like,
that's a fucking face.
But no, man, don't post that shit. It takes away from all that. Like, God damn.
You gonna be fucking her as soon as she hit you with that face.
And Scandal was my show. I was like, fuck.
Make that face,
baby. I didn't watch that show.
This nigga.
That was my show right there. Cause of and old
she
boy.
A, she in the same from my stuff to me.
Oh no, no, she did it.
Viola Davis ain't ugly. She just.
Nigga,
she
what?
When she cried, she looked like a little honey. She looked
nigga,
like,
are you serious?
She looked like Eddie Kane off
she looked
they let her be too comfortable when she be taking off them wigs. I'm like, hey, man, put that shit back on. Like, hey, you are too comfortable on this show. Put that shit back on.
Standing right next to your Troy.
Like, yeah. Put that shit back on. Like, no, nah, man.
I feel about ugly
no, nah, fam, no. Nah.
That's
all. She take that wig off. Like, hell no. Nah.
She's
5 years old.
Yeah, that'd be 7 years old.
Man.
Walk around.
That'll be me and her. You know what I'm saying? That'll right. Be that entanglement for her. That's my boy.
Her husband. Shoot the shit out of you. I see her play.
Oh, yeah. Corner B. Johnny Vance. Cocker. He Corner B. Vance. He that nigga.
He is?
Yeah.
I'll fight him for him. I'll fight that nigga Bell Bull style.
What's the oldest you been with?
The oldest I've been with?
Yeah. The oldest.
I'm 20. 52 years
old. Ooh, shit, nigga.
You, what?
You the one already.
Man. Oh my God.
Man, at my mama church.
52?
At the church?
Well, at my daddy's
church. Church be the one. Yeah.
Let me find out you fucking the deaconesses.
Yeah, first lady.
She as a maid.
God damn.
Damn.
Oh. She's
the head of the usher board.
Yeah, you won, my nigga. God
Sunday damn. Dinner every day, nigga.
What's the I'm you telling doing, you, I'm a guy that
10 years older than me. That's the max for me. Yeah. 10 years old than me. That's just
yeah, I ain't going
50. 10 years old than me.
You said ignore everybody working. This old ass lady. Now, let me tell you how old it was. Michelle, my age. That's when Gauchos was popping.
Hey, goddamn.
I miss yeah. Gauchos. Make a had, comeback, Gauchos.
My had name. A pair of them. They have. Lady. They just long now. They call them the little booty clapping.
Yeah, with the little bell. By, I knew I won mm-hmm.
Gauchos. That's all that is.
Gauchos had the
long ass Gauchos.
It was yeah, the Capri.
Gauchos. I'm talking. This lady was fine, but she just ain't do it for me. She was cold. Man. She used to wear a little work shirt, a little work collar shirt, a little pimp shirt with the Gauchos. Man, it's old age to be in my ear all day. This what's on you? You know, I grabbed this.
We had a water. We got a water fountain in my daddy's church. Man. She came out there. I was drinking some water. Grabbed my dick. Put my little slack.
This is
my little church slack. Church. You know, you get hard and some slack.
Hitting in the
my little Sean.
What you doing? That don't sound like yeah. You was that type of story. You was good with you. Was
it was over with after
you
that.
Ready.
I came down to I was living in Wilmington. I came down to Nashville.
Yeah, church.
Maybe them older ones, they come after you. You know, man, you got to spit no game. They come to you.
It be a lot of good coaching, and it don't be a long time.
Yeah, they come to you about that shit.
They come prepared, put the water on the
they nice tell you stand. what they
not
want.
Not the water on a nice thing.
Red.
Hold on.
Yeah, there we go. Come on, get back in this one. Saddle up.
Oh, wow.
You welcome the old women, they already you know, rolled on, but go to the room. We ready.
Move, move.
Yeah. Damn. Young girls, you gotta let's watch TV. Bitch, all you mom here for? What the fuck? Yeah,
I can touch y'all through all the curls and y'all look great curls. You ain't gotta worry about ripping no lace front off.
Nothing. Stop. I just got this installed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is why y'all need to fuck bitches with locks. Just say.
Yeah.
Am I lying, Kai? Mm-hmm. Testify. Shout out to my fellow lock queen, Keisha. Oh, hey, girl.
We ain't
asked you that.
Hmm?
Oh, the
oldest. 13 years old.
It's not bad.
It's not
bad.
I got some numbers on me. I don't know y'all. Mm. Well, y'all,
I'm 30. I am current.
Too, though.
I'm
trying to see if somebody
got
me.
Hell no.
You got it.
I'm 33. He is I'm currently 33. He's 45.
Yeah, so that yeah, you beat everybody on this table.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ernestine.
You beat everybody on this bitch.
Ernestine. My
grandson
was talking, my guy.
What she used to say?
He was saying a lot of shit.
That old woman's sick talking.
But you know, it was kind of like I was kind of tit for tat for a little while. Yeah. And she was throwing in, you know, I'm like, man, quit playing, you ain't fine. When she finally got to the dick, she was like, you acting like you ain't broke this. Like, this how she was talking the whole time. I'm just, what the fuck? Like, it was really weird, but.
I just shut up and
say it. After a while, you know, it was kind of like, man, ho was there, so I'm here with you.
But you know what? 15,
she used to say old titles to song.
You know the crazy thing is, like, golly, wow. The older I went, the better it was. Like, yeah. Niggas my age.
Yeah. You ain't gonna go back after that because it's kind of like, shit, you had that super grown man now.
Yeah, for real.
That he know exactly what he's
fuck
doing.
Y'all.
You need somebody to be at my
high school with all the girls.
I hate them niggas.
Exactly. Oh my god. But you talking about I hate a jackrabbit ass nigga. Ooh, I hate them. God.
They going out to the freshmen and shit. Like, nigga, you 20. What the fuck you picking up this little ass girl from school for? What the hell?
Yeah, nigga say.
Ain't no competition, nigga. Like, I'm walking home and shit on the bus, this nigga pulling up. There's no competition with this nigga. This nigga have a whole job, his own apartment and shit. I'm asking my mom, hey, can I buy $10 to go here?
Two things for sure. One, it ain't gonna work. He too old, you know what I'm saying?
Plus, fucked up them niggas, give them pregnant.
Exactly, but it ain't gonna work out.
He probably got
a man. He just fucking her and give her some change.
Correct.
Nah, hell no. Nah. They want to do that. They pulling up to the school, dropping a bitch off.
Keep it clear, all right? You the shoulder for her to cry. She gonna slide right into the pussy. Right.
When I was in high school and all that shit, it wasn't nothing to play about me.
All
right,
I got
it was all R&B-ish with me. I was listening to How Do I Breathe. I was listening to all that shit.
This nigga, heal me.
Me, I'm so sick. My mother was making me sick. I was sick.
All right, bro.
I made you laugh.
We just going to slide on to the next topic.
This was out here playing my heart in high school with
these niggas said earlier, have you ever let somebody spit in your mouth? I immediately said, nah, that's too nasty.
That's too nasty.
I put a disclaimer on this because I don't judge nobody else.
Nah, you get a lot of dudes.
I don't judge.
When I used to do fun parties, we always used to say, never yuck someone's yum. That's what we
said.
Never yuck someone's yum.
I don't like the word.
That's exactly what that means.
So talk about this shit.
I don't know if I got a yum or not. So
I used to sell sex toys, like literally.
So do I got a yum?
We don't know.
No, they're saying like don't yuck, like whatever you find appealing sexually.
That's what she's
right. Yeah, yeah. Never yuck someone.
But that's crazy how y'all can have like a whole sex party and think about your niggas here. Me and my homeboys like.
Bro, we need double standards. Don't even go there. We need double standards.
Let's think about you like, hey,
it's the same way. A girl in college can be like, oh, I kissed a girl, and you know, I tried some stuff in college, but
she get
yo nigga say that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I sucked a couple of dicks.
I say it all the time. If and again, we're not knocking the alphabet crew, but if you hit the corner right now and see two niggas kissing, you're gonna go on about your business. Nobody gonna stop and be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But you hit the corner right now and there's two chicks kissing, I guess anybody gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna be looking like, oh shit.
Right.
Bitches gonna be looking.
But
damn,
what they doing?
It all depends how they look though. You can't have that's like two it. Fucking.
Right.
I'm watching two big ass thugs.
That's what I'm saying. Come on,
look like Dudley Boys. Go ahead, kiss there.
No.
I'm watching.
I'm gonna tell you to get the table.
I ain't watching this saying I'm around.
Nigga,
but I'm
if you look like Manny Fresh, no, thank you.
Them ones be having them fine ones. They be crazy.
They know how to stroke that silicone.
My brother told me a long time ago. I'm confused. How you leave a motherfucker that made you feel played, mad, upset with a real dick for a motherfucker that's gonna fuck you with a plastic dick?
Cause most of the time, them studs be out here, and I got friends who are in relationships.
They don't do it better.
They better be soaking them dicks, I tell you that.
So you
they be
me,
taking care of them.
Okay, I get taking care of them, but I thought you was about to say these stills be fucking better than me.
They better.
Oh, nah.
They better run some hot water in that bathtub, put all their dicks in that bathtub. some Axe or tweaking, some Spice. What is it? Old Spice in there?
Do you want them to
disinfect some dicks. Yeah, you need to disinfect. Put some Pine Sol in there so you don't know what you're saying.
Pine Sol. This nigga said Pine Sol.
You
can't
be using them plastic dicks on everybody. That's pH balance is gonna be
man fresh pretty much is paying for the pussy. That's what we do. We pay for the pussy. Ain't no different.
But bitches, bitches be more willing. These studs out here. Let me tell you something.
To eat, to the movies, you paying for that pussy.
That ain't paying for no pussy, nigga.
That is paying for pussy.
No, that is not.
On the date,
that is. Nah, fam, you paying for that shit.
On the first, like, yeah.
On the date.
So
you
if you dating somebody and y'all in a relationship, and I'll take you to the movie, that's automatically paying for pussy.
Yes.
She got well, I wouldn't say in a relationship.
No, I'm just saying, you talk.
But if you dating,
if you dating, that's paying for pussy.
I'm saying, if that's the case,
so if I meet somebody and I'm genuinely interested and I say, hey, I want to take you out, that's me paying for pussy.
Okay, listen, this is what I'm going to say, because if that's the case.
No, I wouldn't say if you're genuinely interested, but it's a lot of niggas that have been.
If that's the case, if we go say that's the standard, I need all women to hit it. If I take your ass on a date, I'm not questioning, can I come in? That should already be a given, right?
It should.
If that's the standard, I'm paying for the pussy when I take you out to eat and enjoy your company. All right, we get to the house, we already know what it is.
Yeah, I'll be on time limit. Bitches do. They do, for real.
What you mean time limit? To make a move?
When we say paying for pussy, it don't mean the pussy coming right then. Some of y'all niggas be paying for
bullshit. That steak came out right then. Mm-hmm. That steak came out right then.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all niggas.
You just drunk all these goddamn drinks.
Hey,
I'm paying for the pussy.
I'm not saying
how much
I
pussy
do
cost?
This.
How many dinners I done took?
I'm not saying I do this, but I do agree with Randy when he say about paying. Yeah, it's a lot of niggas I have paying for pussy. Not everybody.
I'm pretty sure.
Not everybody, but it's the majority.
So, like, I've been working at call centers for a long time. And I've talked to a lot of women, just a lot of conversation in there. And, like, I done heard women say, oh, I just was talking to this man and he gave me $300-$400. He just wanted some conversation.
I know niggas that paid to eat.
What I'm saying. This dude right now, she'll ask a nigga for some money. He'll cash up for $500. You like,
$300
ain't fucking this nigga?
No. You ain't never. That's why I said,
like you said, invest in nigga. You paying for that?
How desperate
shit.
And not knocking.
A lot of these niggas who be doing shit like that be sending money off of hope and wishes.
There you go, right there.
I'm just saying
for that. Some pussy.
That right there. Hoping she gonna send you a message. Hey, nigga,
how desperate do you got to be to say I'm gonna give you this money? Before I even know you, you know what I'm saying? They let a woman know off top, oh, I got you.
Can I tell you something? I feel like it's a culture thing.
Culture?
Yeah. Like, up north, niggas, like, it's a player type thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, with this generation of Southern cats that grew up listening to, like, UGK and shit like that, they ain't so quick to come out they wallet for some coochie or for the hope of coochie. But in the South, since I've been in the South, niggas was, I'm talking in Chicago, they call that
trick. Think about it this way.
Like, that ain't celebrated down here. That shit, yeah, I'm about to coochie. All niggas be on it.
Think about it this way. 9 times out of 10, when a nigga be hollering at a chick, what's one of the first things they say? Oh, I'll take care of you. Mm-hmm.
You're the club, we're gonna buy it.
And
you
and your friends and drinks. Exactly.
What you say
the
time?
First thing a nigga do is flash their money.
Niggas don't know how to talk to women.
They don't.
But I said it. Like, I don't think people know a genuine conversation will take you so much.
Man, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Just like,
I swear.
You just a lick after you fan them.
And really, like, if you really, you know, pay attention, like, if you just listen to what she say, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to something that she say, it's just going to click in your head. And my nigga, when I tell you, it's going to come so natural.
Let me tell you
it's going to come so motherfucking natural.
Do you know what will get you?
Most niggas don't have personality, my dude.
Some attention and some pussy quicker than some money will. Nah, I hate flowers.
You still paying
niggas? Nah, I hate
flowers. What the fuck?
That's a question.
Like, we could be having a conversation. We could be talking, and I mentioned my favorite junk food. And one day, you just be, hey, how you doing? Hey, come outside, I got something for you.
Yeah, see, that
nigga, let
work.
You have
that
my favorite work. Snack food in your hand. My nipples gonna start tingling, the fuck?
Listen, I come home with some snacks you like,
but
I know I'm getting...
On this end...
I know it's going down.
On this
y'all
end...
Y'all buying coochie with snacks.
On this
some
end...
Some hot fries got that nigga some coochie.
Gotta weave your way, my nigga.
Hey, hold on
up,
this
hold
end...
Hold on.
Now, on this end, you got this duck-ass nigga who done paid your rent and ain't getting no pussy. But all this nigga had to do was be attentive, listen to you, and pay $1 for this the fucking movie box of your favorite candy, and you'd have slobbed all over this nigga.
So, You know what I'm saying? They bring me back to you. Say you got an A nigga, B nigga, C nigga. That C nigga doing that. He still ain't. He
the
ain't
C been nigga promoted. Paying rent.
She said the C nigga maybe got some pussy, but he ain't like A and B.
You know what I'm saying? Like when I ranked the A, B, and C, it was purely on a sexual basis. Like I wasn't
to be C nigga. Ooh, shit.
Yeah, it was purely, yeah, like it was purely on a sexual basis.
I'll be honest.
To be the C nigga?
If you're single out here, bro, I'm pretty sure. It's a C nigga out here that's thinking he A.
Hey,
C
nigga, for real, this
C nigga out here right now. Because
they be thinking highly
of
themselves.
It's a G nigga out here thinking he B.
Good night, beautiful. I'll see you in the morning.
Grand Rising.
Back blow out.
I'm full right now.
You take a hug. Good morning, beautiful. You got morning, bro.
Nigga showing her picture to his homie. Yeah, you know that. Yeah.
Nigga, you don't know
his homie A.
Nigga, you E.
His homie A.
Your homie B.
That's crazy.
Like, nigga, I seen her.
Oh, yeah, she called.
And
her.
All the while in the back of his mind, oh, this that nigga who bought that damn Brahmin.
Mm. But you know what's crazy,
though? Good looking out, cuz.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, females will not deal with you at all if you say you ain't that C nigga or that B nigga. Mm. If you got enough, and niggas will too. Niggas will do this to females. If you got enough, value in yourself, it'll be like, nah, I'm a one girl guy, and you gotta, when you with me, it gotta be just me. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't tell fellas to do that, and you ain't bringing shit to the table as far as, like you said, being even attentive, you know what I'm saying? Showing her that you willing to be that rock for or whatever. But niggas were real life. It's some bold ass people out there too. Ain't shit bitches to be like, oh, I can't deal with nobody unless I'm the, like,
girl. What video I sent y'all earlier, man?
Exactly. Bitch, all you cook is shrimp Alfredo. And don't do that good. Your shrimp be rubbery than a mama.
Alfredo ain't even.
Every time I see a post that say, I ain't a Rotel cooking. Is Rotel not a meat?
It is.
What I'm saying is that if she cooking Rotel 9 times out of 10, I ask her. But why niggas tripping off it? I seen a nigga.
Them niggas don't ask for that.
I seen a nigga post some shit that said he ain't eating shit out the hood. He don't like baked chicken and yellow rice.
Gotta kill that shit every day.
You know why? Nigga?
What?
You know why? That nigga said that? His mom ain't cooked for him. She probably just bought
tweaking, food, man. And yeah. Like people was eating that shit up. Oh, yeah.
Niggas dumb, bro. This generation fucked up.
It's just like women, man. Like you said, you know, if you ain't paying the bills, I ain't doing shit for you. Like, but, what?
That's been drilled in a lot of women's heads. Like, a man is supposed to do this if you giving him.
Mm-hmm. And it came from some battered ass women they said.
My nigga.
Same shit with the man, though.
I will say I agree to a certain extent.
Somewhat.
Because my thing is, nigga, why am I giving you some pussy? And I can't call you if I'm stranded on the side of the road.
You should have your pussy locked up. So here's the thing.
I don't think you should get pussy if you don't know how to change a tie.
Or are we building on something? You hear me? Because like if we just fucking, there's an even exchange. That's how I think. I gave you some dick, you gave me some pussy. That's an even exchange. Right. Now, if you looking out for me on this other side, you know, you hit me. I'm telling you, so if you hit me, did you eat today? All right. Boom. You know what I'm saying? That's easy.
But see, that's a whole different topic at hand.
It is, but like I think a lot of women will say, if I'm giving you pussy, I'd be able to depend on you for this.
Yeah, they think that pussy gold.
They do. They do. They
yours think. Might now, be, but now, it's a lot of copper coochies out here.
Yeah. 2 out of 10, would you say, surprise?
And they be moaning to like that shit is A1.
Surprise, joy, you know, 2 out of 10. But them other 8?
Nigga.
I tell you what, it's a bunch of coochies out here that should be in some pink lingerie or some Victoria's Secret lingerie. And there's a lot of coochies out here that need to be in some damn Roses Express.
Fruit of the Loom.
Bag it up. Now bag it up. Don't y'all knock that grandma pussy.
I'm not knocking that.
That moo-moo pussy.
I'm not knocking that.
That Walmart special pussy.
I'm not knocking that.
Your girl ain't never came in
that Walmart.
It's a caliber
of coochie.
That damn for $9.66.
Lift that motherfucker up.
It's a
cowboy. Got smiling faces and all
that $9.66 sleep shirt, my nigga.
All I'm saying is a caliber of coochie.
Have you ever grabbed that ass in that moo-moo gown, my nigga?
I have. But listen to what I'm saying.
I hear you.
It's a lot of women out there that's mixed up on the caliber of coochie they got because a nigga lied to them.
Because
a lot of times,
just get the pussy
coochie, a nigga don't really need the coochie to be all the coochie can be. We just need the coochie to be available.
There you go.
Especially if you got a turtleneck. But if you're circumcised, you more than likely you need the coochie to be all it can be. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
You got a turtleneck, you can hit a little and slide on in.
God.
And that turtleneck will help you out. But if you circumcised, you need that coochie to be all it can be.
So, I really feel like you got a turtleneck now. Like you said.
So,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Are you? Oh, I'm trying to put my thoughts together. Like,
all you think about now is turtleneck.
It's like, some niggas out here struggling now.
I see niggas struggling. I'm just saying. Got what you got. What I'm saying is,
shit,
we didn't cross the line of the caliber of coochie. I'm letting them work. Because it baffles me when I done been in some coochie before that was me.
Yeah,
the mother came.
It's the motherfucker attached to it, though. You see what I'm saying?
It might be, but it might be the coochie that's attached to him.
I don't think
she got coochie. Up and was like,
"I don't think it's the coochie." It's the nigga too. So think about a chick that, like you said, got some mid, dealing with some nigga that's probably below me. He done got in that coochie 2-3 strokes. Oh, you know what I'm saying? He done buzzing up, and now she feeling like she that bitch, and it's happening every time. Mm-hmm. So now she feeling like, you know, oh, I'm that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it don't even got to be the man below me. Like I said, the man don't always need the coochie to be all that it can be. He just need to be available. You need to bust one that night. And you ain't never had some weak, so let's say just weak head, but you want her to stay down there, so you made a moan or something. Yeah, that's good. You ain't never had that? And she tried to act a fool.
What I say, man?
You look stupid as hell.
Oh,
you ain't doing
what
God.
I say, man?
I just need you to take me now.
Well, wow. I say, Cap, I'm trying to tell you.
God, bro. Wow. Am I lying?
I'm with you, but he think I be.
I got some hair before, and it wasn't hitting on nothing, but I wanted to get. I realized that, okay, it's going to be 1:30, so I'll bust another, but I'm already here.
But no, this is different what he's saying. This nigga said the bitch scraped his little teeth across his dick, and he told her to keep going.
Oh, no.
Her teeth, my nigga? So she basically chewed your dick up, and you was
once
like,
your teeth touch me, that's it.
It's
you
had a
teeth touch your coochie?
Yes.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh, it is.
He's doing something else to you then. He
probably
got
a Denzel mouth or something.
I don't know. What the fuck?
That's that commercial.
But you stopped him, though, right?
He got you back.
Yeah, yeah.
You stopped his ass.
What did he do?
Like, you was angry? Like,
I think he was sucking on it too hard.
Yeah, he popped it.
It kind of
happens.
Did you stop him?
I know a girl that had a clit that looked like a thumb.
My reaction.
How was your reaction to it?
You should have left immediately.
I almost leapt off the fucking bed.
He was like, my bad. Well, you know.
I didn't know what he did. She running from it. You got, I got happy to the mother.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got you now.
She's scared.
Don't run from this. No, nigga, you.
I'm gonna pop you again.
Hell no.
You better knock off a nail.
So that comes to the conversation we was talking about. What was that? Why men are so aggressive in the pussy?
Why we talk so aggressive?
Talk, yeah.
Which was a punk ass question. I don't like that one. Hey, that's a dumb ass question. You played all that smart.
Do you like that?
No. To a certain extent.
To a certain, yeah, cause like
I'll show hit up with the island.
Me and Cal share a like for the artist Wale.
My name, that's my dog.
The reason why I like Wale so much is on those particular songs.
Super underrated.
He is very absolutely. He is very creative,
articulate
in how he explains what he is going to do to a woman. And I'm not a person, like, I mean, yeah, if I'm just feeling like getting fucked, like, I'm not worried about the emotional aspect of what I'm doing, then, that shit will work.
Because a lot of women don't say they just want to be fucked.
Oh, absolutely. That's when you can jackrabbit me.
A lot of women don't that's know it. The difference.
But like a when, oh, good. But like when I really want you to cater to my body, I want you to make love to me, I want you to go beyond just fucking. No, I don't want you to tell me I'm gonna beat that pussy up. I'm a pound that put no. Don't tell me that shit.
But I'm gonna tell you what you probably fuck up with that. You ain't that with him before. You know what I'm saying? You probably ain't even communicated that to
say
him.
That shit again.
You see what I'm saying? So all he know is you know fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
All he know is fucking. And now you in here. Well, I guess we'll say you attached now, and you want him to be emotionally attached.
How you go
from A to B?
I'm a person who. Because sex is on a mental level for me,
yeah.
Whenever we do have that conversation, I always let a guy know what he's getting into before he gets into it with me.
But I think that part is missing with a lot of people. That conversation.
A lot of women expect men to be mind readers, and they just expect them to just fuck good. No, you have to teach a man how to fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cause until you do, he gonna give you that dick starter kit that he do on every bitch. Yeah, Eva.
Hold your leg.
That part.
That's my Jay Took boys.
Hold your leg. Hold it. Pick it up. Turn around.
Oh shit.
Motherfucker, a man's in the bedroom. Turn around. Bend over.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna hold me.
No.
I had a woman tell me that one time. You're like, you get too many directions in this bed.
Hey, I had somebody say that too. Like, don't ask me that shit or tell me
to
do this move.
She was big, though. I was like, you
big man. Now, I can agree to a certain extent with that. Because, like, it's going to kind of ruin the move for me. Yeah. Like, don't ask me, can you do something? Just do it. I'll let you know if I'm like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can't. Because, see. That's gonna make me feel like sexually I can run all over you.
But you know what's crazy though? Speaking about this, like it's crazy that in this generation we probably have talked about sex more than any other generation ever before. But it's still considered taboo to have conversations about sex with your spouse.
That's crazy.
And what you want and what you need and shit like that.
But you know what I think it is though. You know what? I think. Because once we reach that point, like us as adult men and women have a certain air about ourselves when it comes to not just sex, but any talent, period. Mm-hmm. So especially when you get to something like sex, like every nigga and every bitch feel like they fuck good until they find out they don't. The person brave enough to tell them they don't, or they don't get the reaction. You know, you that they want. You know what I'm saying?
You don't hurt nobody's feelings.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying certain people, you don't want to tell them like,
fuck
hey.
About your feelings?
What he said about it being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we normalize uncomfortable conversations?
People get offended so easily.
That's crazy, though.
Pride, all
that
shit.
That's fucking crazy. Like,
no, that's true, but I also feel like people are not We not taught how to deliver shit either.
Yeah, I seen something that said you can be 100% right in what you said, but how you deliver it.
Exactly. So if me and my if this girl I'm liking, we had a sexual encounter, and it wasn't to my liking, or it wasn't I bust a nut even I bust a nut, but it wasn't the sex wasn't where I think it should be with mm-hmm. me between me and her. Guess what? That's the topic.
And
we can talk about it. I'm not finna text you about that. I'm not finna talk to you over the phone about that.
Correct.
We can go ride off somewhere. I'll take you to dinner.
Nigga, a text message is the most worst place to have any type of conversation.
Not a serious
one. You rolled me too hard.
Any serious that you feel like just gonna stand out to you is gonna fuck you up.
Right.
Like, what the fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying?
And your perception, what, the way you perceive shit.
Bro, what we was talking about in an argument, do you get defensive? Even if y'all just having a conversation, that can fuck everything up. Just imagine how truthful you being to somebody, but it rub you wrong.
And it's all in, like, you know, what Jay was saying about delivery. Because my thing is, we could be in the middle of having sex and you do something I don't like. Example number one. I don't do that shit. Example number two. No, baby, I don't like that. Can you do this, please?
Yeah, you get a whole different response.
Bruh.
Ain't no good shit. Hey, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Like,
and
he got an all black hoodie.
It's
on
all
in
how you.
Is aggressive right there.
It's all in how you say things. And even if you're not in the middle of sex, if you want to tell your partner that what they're doing is not pleasing you, you gotta deliver that shit correct. Because because sex
you
is a sensitive subject.
During sex, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, the fuck I can.
During sex.
Yes.
Deliver it right.
Please. Exactly.
Deliver right.
Because please correct me. Don't have me over here. I'm sucking your dick and I'm doing some shit you don't like and it's taking you 3 hours to bust a nut.
Like she just said. She'll
be
like
crying,
it.
But oh shit.
Like, don't have me down there for an hour when you could have just told me to do this.
You like this?
What,
yeah, I like
what
it.
The hell, shit. What if it just takes a nigga a long time to nut? He
can
just
I know it's a thing. But if you know what make you need.
I got you.
Like, I mean, it's okay to prolong.
Some niggas don't know.
It's okay to prolong it a little bit, but don't have me down there all motherfucking day catching lockjaw and shit.
Right.
That's when you be like, all right, that's enough. That's me, big, I never came out. I never came off that shit. I'm like, give me 5-10 minutes, you know, be good. I don't want you down there all night because I ain't gonna bust at all. It's just gonna be We're gonna be looking at each other like, nah.
That's
help
her,
me. Help her. We got the back of the head.
You know what I'm saying? It still ain't no.
That's fine. I was just.
What the fuck you thought I was? This nigga here. I don't even want to. But
so, like she was saying, like when she was saying it earlier. Like she's probably one of the first females I've heard that she don't like the dope stop shit when a nigga be like, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you down there giving her the she'd be like, hey, play with the coochie a little bit with your
finger. Exactly. Like don't do this shit to me.
They gonna be like, oh yeah, shit, I already know.
Some niggas don't know how to take this shit though. Some niggas don't.
If you don't know how to take that,
it's some niggas who egos get bruised so.
So dealing with a man.
That's back to what you said. Niggas know they think they know how to fuck.
That shit.
Yeah.
So y'all say that y'all ain't got egos about nothing.
Me?
I mean, right. Yeah.
I got ego.
Right. That's what I'm saying though.
Not about fucking though.
That's not a selfish thing. It's not a selfish thing, but like you said, you know, some people know how to fuck, some people don't know how to fuck. I feel like I know how to fuck, so if somebody tell me, you know,
you just gotta be open-minded and be able to receive correction.
Right, that's the biggest thing.
You gotta be able to receive correction.
So you've been doing this all these years. Nobody ever said that you've been doing this wrong. And then this one person comes and says, "Hey,
you just do this." Yeah, because she got a and different.
Are they gonna booze you any type of way?
No, she got a different coochie.
I mean,
coochie. What I'm saying is that's not gonna bruise your ego in no type of way because you've been doing this all these years.
If I'm your man,
I think you realize that every person's body is different.
Right. Everybody's body is different.
Hey, pussy.
Please a certain way. I'm just saying, you as a man, you've been fucking all these years. You ain't gonna question none of that.
No. I mean, no. I'm not gonna lie. The first time I ever. I had an ex tell me the best head he ever had was from somebody else. I'm like,
you bugging the fuck out.
You definitely shouldn't tell your significant
other. The fuck?
I'm gonna tell my significant other.
And now I don't give a damn. I'm like, oh, congratulations.
That's weird shit. Niggas do weird shit.
Yeah.
Like, at some point in time, you gotta have respect for each other. And that's what I was saying. Like, everybody got a different sexual past. Like, bro, I done had a conversation with a chick that was like, and we really had to sit down and really go through like her mindset about sex because everything she learned about sex was from a fucking family member that was touching her.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a whole
different
situation.
I loved motherfucker at the time. And she was just like, can you do this? Oh. You know what I'm saying? What's up? We had to change her palate. And even though we not together to this day, every time she see me or every time we talk, it's so much love. Yeah,
but
because I took her from a toxic ass thing that she was.
You took the time out for that shit. Right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And see, I think that's
any other nigga would have been just like, I'm just trying to fuck. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Right, right. And see, that's the, I'm gonna be honest. I ain't never been the I'm just trying to fuck type nigga. I got eight sisters. I had my little player, even with that, it was with females that I fucked with. Like these was friends, or these was. I just when I ain't and I, like once again from where I'm from. We want niggas that was taught to think with our dick. Like, we want niggas that was taught to just hit anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I ain't never just like, every time I get with a sexual partner, it was always about serving each other. So it's like, teach me how to serve, and I'm gonna teach you. Because it'd be on one side of thing. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't never had no ego with that. Ever.
Now I can't say I ain't never had an ego, but women, I will say the older, no, but see, that was in my younger days. Now, it's just like, okay, so your bitch said it was from sis, you want your dick sucked or no? Like, can we move on?
That's a weird
like, congratulations, my nigga.
When you got done, you wiping your mouth?
No, we were having a conversation. We were having a conversation later, like, about sex. Like, because, I mean, at the time, we talked about past relationships, all that shit. I was just like,
a lot of this shit.
Why do people do that? Dude, people stupid. Crazy, my boy.
I'm stupid. Trying
to tell you. A lot of conversation is missing.
It's just like,
it's like we having a road call. Why the fuck is that a conversation?
A lot of conversation is missing. Dude. Like, have you ever, like you said, anybody you deal with on that type of level, you really talk to them, you fuck with them, right? I done dealt with some women that, like, we have those type of conversations, right? Like, I'm hitting her, and, you know, it's just like, that's it.
Right.
You hit me when I'm going to hit you up. And then I got a text one day, and she was kind of like, hey, you know, you my boo, you my baby, you know this. I'm like, I really don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, all we do is fuck.
Bitch, right. I don't know your middle name.
Exactly. Like, I don't know nothing about you. She was really upset at that. Like, me and I had a whole argument. I'm like, I don't even know your birthday. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell your favorite
but
color.
Y'all been fucking.
Fucking my boy, I'm talking about fucking,
bro. And this—that's what I was talking about. Like a lot of people don't know the difference, especially a lot of our black women, bro. They equate sex to love, even though they try not to.
They do.
Even though they can sit there and be like, "Oh, I just like fucking it." Well, you like a motherfucker being there.
Mm-hmm.
You like a motherfucker digging inside of you, just to say you got somebody that's
And look, that's what I say. That's what a fuck a nigga when a chick has that mental capacity to separate that.
Yeah.
But the thing
to separate that really
ain't gonna be separated for long.
Not for long, but a chick that really like I said, my homeboy said six nuts, almost spent the night. He was like, she only wanted me for sex. And I'm like, nigga, if a chick wants you for sex, after y'all finish fucking, you is out of there, my boy. You is out of there. Ain't no staying around, ain't no talking, you gone, because that's all she wants from you.
Correct.
He was in love though. You can't tell me that nigga was in love, man. Like that's
niggas got that problem too.
We talked about that too, man.
Niggas got that problem.
Niggas
too.
Will change your whole perspective on shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you telling me you feeling this chick, and say I just even know a small perspective of her past, oh, man, I know she's a fucking such and such. Man, don't fuck with that bitch. Because I'm your dog. You ain't gonna you gonna listen to this shit. You gonna probably end up fucking up with her. You can definitely all that like this shit still doing.
So that comes up with the video you sent us about that chick. That fuck the she was saying in that video.
She was saying that she wants somebody to take care of. She wants somebody to provide for her.
I can't see myself working.
She's not going to buy any birthday gifts. Birthday can't buy a birthday gift for me.
Nigga, that's all we get. It's just a birthday.
I say two holidays, Father's Day.
Man, we really that's a battle right there.
I had a good Father's Day and my birthday, G. Them the two holidays why I do this thing. You know what I mean? But like Christmas for my kids to be happy, I can go
Valentine's Day.
You know what I'm saying? See, you don't expect no Valentine's Day. Oh, you saying a man should?
Yeah, a man should give.
You think so, bro?
Yes.
Don't say it a lot. You really believe a man?
Yes.
That shit.
You ain't
no,
y'all ain't got nothing about
any holiday.
Like what?
Cologne.
Car.
Six.
Cologne coming through.
Coochie, the main thing.
Six.
Any Coochie holiday.
Coochie is wrapped up for every fucking holiday. I don't give a fuck what y'all do.
I agree with you.
If you get the bare minimum, coochie is going to be at the top of the list. You don't think so?
Yes. I could cash out for Christmas and shit like that for birthday. Now, you want to know what's fucked up? I did get a birthday gift that was coochie. I did not like it. Wow.
So, was it a gift if you didn't like
it? No, it was a gift. Let me explain it. So, it's my birthday. Motherfucker got me. I ain't asked for nothing. Usually with me, my birthday is January 27th. So when I was with my woman, we await to tax time. We used to get taxed right next month. Mm-hmm. We cash out on each other then. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day, all that shit. So I was like, nah, you ain't got to do nothing. I'm going to do something. For the blindfold on.
I don't like blindfold.
I'm like, oh,
we know, nigga.
We know.
I'm about to kill your homeboy and shit, but keep going, Jay. Nigga about to kill you.
I got a blindfold on and shit. And I'm good. I ain't pretty much got that. I got a bunch of happy birthday and shit. I'm cool with that. Got took to a hotel. Not a hotel, a motel.
Wow. Wow. I'm
in there like, it's, you know, a motel gonna smell like a motel. Take my what's name off, his candles lit all around like the little Walmart candles.
Walmart
candles. Little joints like this.
Yeah.
Like white joints, no smell.
Tea light candles.
No smell at all.
No smell.
They're called tea light.
Smell like wax. I'm sitting on the bed, got a cake over there, got some strawberries. That's a drink. No wine, and I don't even drink. Come out the hotel bathroom naked.
Okay. What's with hotel sex? Like,
man,
I would like it.
Nah, hey,
they talked about that.
Don't have to stop you.
Hotel sex.
Hotel sex is sure. Different. Than
they talked. They talk about that on the episode.
I like
you on vacation. Ain't nothing like some vacation.
We go somewhere else, like, you know, different state. You know, to a different hotel or something, but we get a hotel in town. We just spent this stupid ass. What the fuck we pay rent for? That's we pay this mortgage for.
The kids not there. You can do all what you want to do.
Take
all
the
that
kids
shit.
My nigga.
That's what they say.
Once we start fucking, I don't give a fuck about the kids, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I definitely like hotels. That's dope. Let's fuck on the elevator. My people.
No, you finna get kicked out and possibly go to jail.
I'm cool. All right. Cool. I have my dick out the
for,
dick
for one, and they most definitely got a camera in the hotel. Just damn depending right. On the hotel.
That's what I'm trying to let them see me.
Personally, I worked in a hotel and I hate this shit. And I worked for Valentine's Day. And that's probably one of the reasons that I got let go. Because I wasn't taking a credit card, but you know what I'm saying? So I was still just, but my damn nigga. Man. For one, I had to go up and clean all that shit up.
Ooh,
all these candle waxes and all that bullshit. But two, I had to serve all these complete strangers breakfast. That's what really hurt my nerves. Like I ain't cooking at home like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's processed food. You know, this fake ass continental breakfast. But I gotta cook all this shit, put it in the microwave, make sure it's hot for your whole ass. You know what I'm saying? And like these people were rude as fuck. I seen some fine motherfuckers in there, but.
Feed that girl her microwave pancakes. Yeah, she sucked dick for 30 minutes for them pancakes.
She probably sucked dick all night in that bitch. Hold on, man. Let me. You know what fucked me up too? What's with the time limit on sex now? Like, I be seeing a lot of people saying if your girl, you fucking your girl longer than 15 or 30 minutes, that shit crazy.
What?
When I see shit like that, a red That's flag stupid. Goes off in my head and say, you getting cheated.
Motherfuckers have sex for show now. Like they just want a motherfucker to brag on.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So do y'all remember?
I'm gonna fuck this hoe for an hour. Like,
remember when we was growing up? Remember Miss Elliott? I don't want no mini man.
Yeah.
Now if you bustin'
Miss Elliott ain't want no fucking man.
Now if you bustin' 3 minutes, oh she got that fire. She got that smoke. No, nigga, you tender, and you definitely getting cheated on.
I know what you want.
Man, get the fuck out of here, G. You telling me if you fuck your chick for fucking 3 minutes, and you busting nothing, and you think she had
the last time I had sex for 3 minutes, I lost my
virginity. You got a filibuster.
I want y'all niggas to get it.
What's wrong with
you?
You got a filibuster.
My nigga. Now look,
I brag by 2 minutes.
I know it happened. 2 minutes.
I ain't gonna lie.
It has happened before.
I'm
right?
A buck. No,
I brag by 2 minutes.
No, you ain't never busting that quick. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
all
I right. have. Yeah. I have. That's but what I'm saying. It's after. It's a build up.
Yeah.
Like I've been eating this coochie for a minute. I done sucked on your titties. We done full played this motherfucker out. I've been wanting this all day.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I get up in this wet,
beautiful
cootie cat.
If 2-3 days and went by. Yeah, of course, you see what I'm saying?
And then, but I'm good for round two now.
All right, but still, but two. Nigga, if I'm just saying, like, how you come to social media and say, I fucked my girl for 3 minutes,
nigga,
and she got that smoke.
Nigga's not.
Like, that a red flag and go off in your head and say, I didn't please this motherfucker?
Nah, young nigga, or dumbass old nigga. Bro, it's a lot of sexual illiterate ass dudes.
You think you're taking a chick longer than 3 minutes to come?
Yes.
Yeah, they got a pussy.
Yes, nigga.
Ain't doing.
You gotta get her.
Man. You getting that bitch?
You gotta get her.
You get. When I say,
listen. If you stroke this shit right,
pick me. Pick
she gonna come. Boom.
My nigga.
She might.
When I say, you gotta get her, my nigga. I'm talking about the lead up to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's stop. Stop. I'm taking you in for a minute. You got someone. You don't even have to do all that shit. You just. Come and do what you're supposed to do, nigga. She gonna bust.
No.
She gonna I'm trying to tell you, she gonna bust.
No.
I forgot we got sweet dick Willie over here.
I'm about to tag him. Come on.
Somebody pick me, please.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
Okay. Yes, a woman can come in 3 minutes, but orgasms come in levels.
I'm trying to tell you.
They 3 minute come, it's like, it's okay. Yeah. But you take the time. Come on here,
I don't want no tickle.
Hey, look, I'm talking
nigga.
About.
She turned into an animal.
I'm talking about this.
Her voice get deep.
Up, nigga. I'm talking about that.
This ain't no high pitch. This ain't no porn moaning. This ain't no, like.
That. Full fucking body shape, and then she just passed out right up.
I'm talking about that.
That is joy for me,
my nigga. I'm talking about that hump breath.
Like, I'm talking about y'all laying down, and it's like 5 minutes later, you get that there.
Mm-hmm. Out the jerk, the after shot.
Yes.
Trim like my nigga.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that 3 minute nut is good, but.
A bitch coming 3 minutes with me, I'm finna ask what you been doing for a while. Turn TV on. Go back to the back page. What the fuck are you
watching? A 3 minute come is good, but that whopper, that good one take longer than 3 minutes, my G.
I did lower back hurt.
But she talking about massage. They don't know how to control that shit. When they get to that point, man, you be like, hey, like what the fuck are you? I'm talking about like, they turn to a nigga. Like, hey, bitch, you might die. Like, what the fuck?
That's a big part of my
That's what I'm saying. Like, you about to die because she just came, like,
that's
nigga.
That's a big part of why that
you push your
shit. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of
cool
down. Straight to which one
rocker
it was.
He didn't say she, but I
knew. That's me. You know what I'm saying? If she
you know, I'm gonna kill you with their thighs before I use making a come eating cookies
a bit.
Yeah, that shit thing. My head already but you love
it. Yeah, but you love it.
Oh fuck, I don't. I can hear. Oh, going out.
What you trying to hear? What the fuck you listening for? The
lip. Yeah, the lip. I get a mouthless line. I'm gonna have it behind my shit.
What the fuck? She can't do
it. I couldn't stop eating pussy though. I was just
this nigga here.
Then had the top of my shit. You know, I ain't got no head in the back. You didn't have the top of my shit. You finna kill me.
Mm.
Can't breathe.
She probably said, if you die, you die.
That part.
If you die, you die.
I heard her. Let the motherfucker go. I'm finna let go. I had to get up, catch up. Oh my God. She got that. Oh my God. You crazy. Shut your ass up.
My nigga traumatized.
Eyebrows
still, wet. Still trying to fuck.
Oh, that was just a payback.
Damn, you ate the pussy in love?
Nah, I can't work. All right. I came first.
What y'all want to go to next, man?
What's the next topic?
You got to do something, too?
Damn. What's the next one, man?
The rapper, man.
We're sick of y'all, man.
Yeah, the rapper.
Oh, sick.
We're an hour almost. 24 minutes? About? No, not an hour. An hour. Which one of y'all want to go first? Y'all want to drop straw?
My favorite
series. Nothing. Come on, Randy, man. You know, you off the dome with it. Show them how to
please.
I got it.
Show them how to hold on. Let me put my head.
Yeah, I got it. Put bump or something.
You freestyle?
Yeah, he's finna get lit, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a long
time. Oh, Randy's riots.
He didn't go in about some shit, man. You ain't never been here for this.
No, I ain't never.
Oh, you gotta show out, man.
You're in for a treat.
It's like fucking a virgin. All right, man, look. What song you want to come in to, man? What you want to hear? Bro?
What's that?
Super Grim.
You a gremlin, G?
I don't know.
Let me put that wicked on for you, man. Let me turn it down a little bit. It's gonna be loud. Come on, with.
All right, it's been a minute since I've. Talk about bitches. So we don't dive in.
Fuck, it's too short.
On these hoes, man. And these bitches. I always ran about bitches need to do better. You know, when I get to that point, it's just like we were talking about bitches who was talking about they ain't gonna buy you nothing for your birthday. They ain't gonna get you nothing for Father's Day, Christmas gift, nothing like that. Bitch, who the fuck are you to tell me you ain't gonna buy me shit, but you want me to take care of your ass? Like, let's be real about this. So you expect me to do everything, pay for movies, rent, and I gotta take care of your badass 1, 2, 3, how many other kids you have? But you ain't gonna buy me shit for my birthday? The day I was born to celebrate my birth? Bitch, fuck you and them damn kids. I hope all y'all catch COVID and die.
Oh. Oh my god.
Fuck that shit.
Which variant
though? I don't give the worst one. Omarion. The one that's the newest one that's out now that got everybody scared. Oh. That shit. Then we're gonna get on Father's Day. Do not get on Facebook. Do not get on Facebook, bitch. And be bragging that you are happy Father's Day. Fuck you, bitch. You can't raise a fucking boy into a man.
Can't raise a man.
He gonna be a bitch. He gonna be a straight bitch. I'm sorry. Wow. You raising a bitch right now. Then when he grow up and start dating chicks and shit, and they wonder why he acting like a bitch, it's your fault, bitch. You ain't teaching him how like to harness what we talk about the emotion and shit. He don't know how to do none of that shit now. All he knows is your ass bitching, fussing, be on the phone with your homegirls and shit. Those tactics. He gonna be on the phone like, nigga, we don't do this shit, nigga. We don't gossip like hoes. You get that from your mammy.
Not your baby.
So now, nigga, and you got women out here like, I want a real man. Bitch, you not raising a real man. You raising a nigga that I pretty much like, hey, fuck this shit. This nigga gonna be gay. Well, there's more pussy for me.
Damn.
And you wondering why your son in your fucking heels and you wearing your wig.
Yo.
Carrying your purse around, and y'all think that's funny. That's cute to y'all. You and your homegirls laugh. Girl, look at this.
Oh, no, it's no chest.
Think about that shit. I just want y'all to think about that. That shit, that it makes me so mad when I see that shit. Oh, they women, they be posting about, oh, it's nothing but me and my king. The fuck? Like, I get that you love your son, but he's not your king. Your king is the one you chase out this damn house. Now you trying to... You wonder why your son up here fighting every day and shit. This nigga come Thanksgiving break back from college. He got his friend.
Gerald.
You wonder like, where did I, how I mess up? Bitch, what you mean how you mess up? Nigga sleeping in bed with you until he 15 and shit. Nigga don't want to take out no trash. Nigga about to fight your ass and shit. Now you wonder, oh, now he went from your king to come get this nigga. All right, I'm done. I just wanted to say that. I'm done. I'm done.
Wow.
Randy's right.
I'm done.
Wow.
I instantly regret it. I texted this nigga earlier. I was like, yeah, this shit gonna be dope. No.
Went off.
Oh, wow. God.
Get it from Gerald to the crib.
Who next, man? What y'all want to do? Rock, paper, scissors? You want to say up last? You want to go? Yeah, what's up, man? Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Tux Tapes. Was that good for you? No, I know you
that was awesome. I never said nothing like that. One thing I would hope that everybody, especially us young African Americans, to stop doing is that immature ass shutting down stuff.
Mm-hmm.
2022, learn how to communicate. Learn how to be assertive in your needs and your wants. And if you're in a relationship with a spouse that's passive aggressive, or that's aggressive, or even passive, you lead them in being assertive. You know, there's nothing wrong with speaking clarity or bringing clarity to your needs, your wants. You know, I think in 2022, we all should try to reach a common ground. You know, in a relationship. I ain't talking about with nobody else, but other races and stuff.
See? Fuck white people.
I'm just saying. You know, but I'm really realizing as I had more conversations with people, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, that a lot of people, grown ass people, over 30 ass people, over 40 ass people, I'm just saying, grown folks. Because you'll think when you're over 30 and you're over 40, you're able to communicate your needs and your wants. You're able to have a dialogue about even sexual desires with your partner. But what we usually do is, at any sign of confrontation, we shut the fuck down. Mm. Shut up. Mm. Don't say nothing. Just deal with some bullshit that you ain't got to deal with just because you don't want to have the conversation. We gotta learn how to communicate in 2022. Because if you don't know how to communicate in 2022, you're gonna die alone and musty. Because I'm telling you right now, it's too many inventions that's trying to, like everybody talk about, you know, America and the government tried to eradicate the black family, right? Mm-hmm.
But it's true though.
I believe that. That's a fact. But guess what? Now we went even deeper. They finna get to a place where they don't even want us dealing with each other at fucking all. They got the metaverse. These females got these roses and dick likes. These niggas got these $2,000 damn model baby dolls. Niggas finna spend their tax money on these bitches.
I'm trying to bust all up in that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
And then you go, that bitch ain't never gonna give you no back talk. She ain't never gonna try to scratch your ties.
No STDs,
scratch your paint,
no nothing. Nigga,
so let's learn. Build together. Let's love together. Cause that shit look good. To me, that shit used to look cool to me when I used to see bitches playing with themselves and stuff. Now that shit just look depressing. It looked depressing.
Hold on. Okay. Keep going.
I instantly regret it again.
It looked depressing, man. Seeing bitches on you ever just went to a porn site seeing them bitches on the webcam? That shit look like, damn. You couldn't find nothing.
Yeah, that's
you can't do nothing, baby girl. Don't nobody love you, though.
Jay took
tape, ladies. Shout out to you, webcam girls. I still got my sister. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Whoa, Dilly.
Oh, I hate you.
Was I wrong? I'm
with you. I agree with you, bro.
I just love the human interaction, man. Oh, and God. I feel like we lose it just because we don't want to communicate.
I feel like the only way is up for me. Like,
it gotta be.
You can only go up.
It gotta be.
She a butterfly.
I just want y'all to know I'm gonna name this episode. You're gonna die alone and musty. Like, that's on the tape. Come on, man.
Wow.
R.I.P. Betty White.
Yeah. Shout out.
Not really worried about it. But
shut the
Brandon, you about to lose friends, my nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. She did some raw shit for Don Cheadle, bro. I just read it.
Man, you about to lose friends because Betty White, my bitch.
Go.
We was about to, it was about to be a whole nother topic right here.
I don't want to ruin it. Go on. Come on. It's your time.
It is the Black Butterfly effect, man. You going to turn it up for real quick?
I like a prince note to be after that.
Okay, so I'm going to do a little women's empowerment. But I am going to constructively criticize my sister's too. So, just the thing that has been on my mind in the new year is building. Like, you need to be doing whatever you need to do to make yourself a better woman this year. Whatever you said, whatever you put off and said you weren't going to do, whatever goal you had, this is the year to go back to that. This is the year to do things for yourself. If you're not where you should be or where you would like to be, this year is the year to change that. I have made personal goals in my life to not only improve myself as a person, but improve myself as a businesswoman. And like this year, I just feel like a lot of women need to step up in their lives. They need to be trying to improve it, like improve anything that you're not satisfied with in your life. Also, this is the year for self-love. I don't care what anyone says, Randy. Everybody. Even the hoes are deserving of love. Okay?
Hoes too?
Yes. Hoes, y'all deserve love too. Okay?
I don't know why that LL Cool J just
crack whores too.
I'm alone in my room. I'm sitting there at the wall.
Hoes deserve love too. Okay?
Crack whores
too. Chill out, man. Come on.
So, ladies, let's try to be big on the self love this year. Take care of yourselves. Do some things for you. Yeah, you take care of that man, but you need to be a better you in order to take care of him. Okay? So this is the year that we're doing things for ourselves. Mm. We're taking care of ourselves this year. We're not running ourselves thin. We're not burning the candle at both ends. Learn to say no sometimes. Mm. A lot of women do not.
Hold on.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Randy.
Are you
let her get her
Shut the fuck up. Nigga. This nigga.
Hey, I'm so like, hold on.
I don't mean in that aspect, Randy. If you know you're at a point where you are running thin, you're tired, it's okay to say, no, I can't do this for you this time. Ladies, this year we're taking care of ourselves, but we are also going to take care of these men. Mm. We're going to build families this year.
Mm.
We're going to keep families together this year.
I'm back with you now. You said hold me love. I was like, hold up.
don't let him deter you, you guys.
All right, 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 all
when you, I don't know how you say it, when you implored them to take care of them, right?
Right.
How did that look?
What you mean, how did they look? Like, take
how
care?
Did they look? Like, them take care of themselves.
Self-love, man.
Yeah, right. Self-love. How did it look for a woman?
Making yourself a priority, for mm-hmm. one. Because a lot of times, especially, the women with the nurturing spirits and things like that, they have a tendency to put themselves last all the time. Like, you get into this routine, especially, like, in relationships and things, where you make sure everybody else in the house is taken care of but you. And then you're exhausted. And then you end up flashing out on either the kids or your man. You know what I'm saying? And it can be something as simple as taking time for yourself to watch your favorite TV show for an hour throughout the day where nobody can disturb you. Like, this is my time where I have my time. You know, or a bubble bath at night after everybody's asleep, or, you know, going to get your feet done or whatever, you know, things like that. Like, it's a lot of women out here who just, like, stop taking care of themselves, and then, like, the guy goes and he cheats or whatever because the woman stops taking care of herself. You're like, they fall in love with this person, and then... Yeah, like they fall. Yeah, they fall in love with a body, and then like after we take care of y'all for, you know, so many years, whatever, and now we look a certain way.
I think I'm a feminist.
You know, maybe just take some time out for you as a woman.
You know what? Because I want you to say that because. I was watching Soul Food the other day, and I realized this is what happened to Grandma. She was out here cooking these fucking dinners every Sunday, and her leg got cut off. These motherfuckers arguing over money. Your mama leg getting cut off.
You
understand? Because she should have taken herself. Yeah, because the fan out here slanging coochie, after dancing. That's a nasty ass nigga. You playing the keyboard?
And the problem with that situation was. Terry took care of herself too motherfucking well.
Right. Yeah.
And she ignored her man. That is the thing too. She was taking too much care of herself.
You don't think women are already taking care of themselves? Like,
no. It's a lot. I mean, some do. Some do.
Let's make a distinction.
You ain't feeling me. Like, y'all see this nigga?
That's why she said
some do.
And then she said, oh.
I'm saying, because these hoes take care of themselves too.
It's a lot.
You remember when Kevin Hart said it was levels to bitch?
Right.
I feel like he right now, bitch. I just like let all that shit out.
A woman.
Yeah, mentally too. Dude.
And just to add on to that, if you're a man with a woman that's always prioritizing everybody over her, you know that shit.
Yeah.
You help her.
Niggas ain't got that mentality, man. I know a girl right now, and she just had a baby. And her situation just all fucked up.
Right.
And the dude situation, bro, I'm gonna have to run to y'all. I ain't trying to put a business out there. But shit crazy.
And niggas know, though. And I'm being honest. Niggas know. But niggas just, we done got so spoiled. Man.
Selfish.
Sometimes we got spoiled. Sometimes we selfish.
And there's
sometimes
the difference.
Ain't nobody holding us a fucking accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference in the love that you receive. From a woman who is well rested and mentally healthy and happy and whole, and a bitch that's, you know, been so enthusiastic.
You breathe through your nose, dude. Come on.
So enthusiastic.
You want to take a picture?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get.
It's a different dick suck. What you doing out of obligation?
That part.
Yank your shit through. Hey,
it's the difference in doing shit because you want to and doing shit because you feel you have to.
See that right though. That whole it's amazing when you get a woman who loves to suck your dick. Then you got the one that's just like, pull your shit out. I'm gonna get the shit out of the way. You like, damn, I'm still gonna pull the shit out, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna pull the zipper out. You gotta act like that.
I'm still gonna pull that shit out.
Happy to suck dick like that. It should
happen
with them.
And the
I don't
reason
like the men who suck dick because they feel like like mama told them, because you could I could feel it through the saliva when your mama told you, if you don't do it, another bit right, with it. So, hey,
we about to shut this down.
The saliva a little bit more spicy.
And let me tell you why that is. Saliva on my penis, yeah. Let me tell you why that is. We enjoy it because we know what's coming after. Surprise, George.
I respect that.
If you know a nigga about to break your back in after you get through,
I respect that.
Shit. You gonna what Jay say? Be all that you can be. You gonna be all that you can be.
I respect that.
All right, man. I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Tease Food, man. Shout out all the Black Queens, man. Self love, empower yourself. Shout out Daddy Babies, man. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all got anything else? No, cut his mic off. No,
please.
I'm about to cut Randy shit off too, because he's about to cut all the hoes. Man, it's you, bro.
The coochie throbbing ain't you a didn't bad thing.
Look, you didn't lick tongues.
You said, what?
Hey, this nigga,
you got over Ricky Bobby?
If you don't like tongue flicking, Jay's not your guy.
Oh, chill out. I ain't gonna say that. I'm not your guy if you do like. Go ahead.
If you're into suffocating your nigga with your thighs,
hit my boy Jay Tucker.
I'm gonna snap my vertebrae.
Jay Tucker on Facebook, man. Don't hit me on Facebook.
Come on, bro.
Man, you said my whole name.
Billy
gonna hit me on the inbox. You want your vertebrae
snapped? No. You lying. You gonna send that picture. You remember Ross was cooking that food on the stove? That's gonna be you. Appreciate y'all for listening, man. Oh, shit.